For decades, some of the first ballots in the First in the Nation presidential primary have been cast in the same place, the Balsams Resort in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. As part of our weekly look at objects that tell the story of the New Hampshire primary, we look now at the Balsams and its famous ballot room.
Everybody just step back a bit, please.
Voters will be coming through.
Since the 1960s, voters in this small, unincorporated town in the North Country have met at the Balsams to cast their primary ballots just after midnight, well ahead of the rest of the state. The Balsams became a primary destination thanks to its longtime owner, Neil Tillotson. As a young man, Tillotson saw Teddy Roosevelt speak. He later helped the U.S. Cavalry chase Pancho Villa during World War I and went on to invent the latex balloon. By 1960, he'd bought and overhauled the Balsams and convinced the town to come by to cast their primary votes at midnight.
And there were seven of us at that time. And, well, the people that were there were all Republicans. And most of them were related.
Dixville Notch wasn't the first town to do midnight voting, but it soon became the best known. Members of the media outnumbered voters each primary night. Bill Clinton and both Presidents Bush came by. Former hotel executive Steve Barba said in a promotional video that when John McCain paid the resort a visit during his first presidential bid, he asked for some alone time in the ballot room.
He spent over an hour in here reading all of the captions on the of the pictures on the wall, and he kind of cherished the fact that he was in the place where the first vote would be cast.
Exactly where ballots will be cast in 2016 is an open question. The Balsams closed in 2011. There are plans for renovation, but no guarantees they'll go forward. Officials do say there will be midnight voting in Dixville Notch. Whether they finish before the midnight voters in Millsfield or Hart's location, though, that's another story.